Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, we've got two nice, light, fun stories to talk about very pleasant things to contemplate. Firstly, eating well, and secondly, getting back to enjoy some wonderful music in an outdoor setting. We'll start with the food, and as if a Michelin star wasn't good enough, our favourite chef, Jan-Hendrik van der Westhuizen, now has another international award to hang on his mantelpiece, because his new restaurant, Klein Jan, has just been named a world hidden gem in the latest La Liste Food Awards that were handed out in Paris. And that is a category that recognizes restaurants that are deemed worth going the extra mile to visit. Or in this case, the extra 7,500 miles, because that's the distance between Paris and restaurant Klein Jan, which of course opened not so very long ago on the Tuolu Kalahari Game Reserve. And it's absolutely wonderful to have Chef Jan on the line to us from France to chat about this new recognition. Welcome back to the show. Lovely to have you with us again.
Hi, Papa. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Congratulations on the new award. Were you able to be there to accept it in person?
I am. I was actually, I'm actually in Paris at the moment. It's getting dark and cold and full of Christmas decorations as we remember and imagine Paris. So really beautiful. Yeah, last night was incredible. We, you know, I went there, realizing that we would make the list, the 1,000 best restaurants in the world, but really didn't realize there would be a special award coming our way. And I just saw, I was busy on my phone actually, and I just saw a big picture of Klein Jan on the screen, and I was like, oh my word, that's Klein Jan. And the next thing, yeah, they called my name. So it's really, really cool, yeah.
I mean, it must feel like a bit of a fairy tale. I was watching footage of the Ballon d'Or awards last night, and I saw Paris lit up and the Eiffel Tower sparkling with the Christmas lights and a bit of snow falling. It really was a sort of the stuff that dreams are made of. So for you to be there, incredibly special, even if it means you're very far away from the restaurant in question. Jan, I know you've got an executive chef, obviously, who maintains standards and makes sure that the food put out in the restaurant lives up to your creativity and your high standards. How much hands-on time have you been able to have at Klein Jan, given that I know your branch in Nice is open again?
Yes, so Papa, that's a very good question. And I think a lot of people, you know, I think the idea of a chef being only in one place, we've moved into a slash generation of you have to do more than one thing. And as, especially being a creative, it's so rewarding, and it's to be able to live your passions through various entities and to trust people that's doing literally your work and executing it. I spend about every 4 weeks, about 2 weeks at Tuolu, at Klein Jan. My main kind of main ship, or if we call it the mother ship, is Jan in France. And that's also home for me at the moment. Okay. But yeah, the menu, I changed the menu, and all hands on deck when, if I leave, nothing gets changed. So it's a nice system to go back and to see what's in season and to play around. And yeah, it's part of the experience.
This is an incredibly difficult time for hospitality worldwide. It was a very difficult time to open a new restaurant at a time when others were closing down all around us because of the impact of the pandemic. A particularly difficult time to open this kind of high-end restaurant in a place that I would imagine traditionally would rely on a lot of high-end international tourists. How much of a challenge has that been for the early days of Klein Jan?
We opened in April, but it's still a challenge. I think the concept was built 3 years ago, with the realization happening in over 2 years, the building process. So Klein Jan literally was born in the midst of the COVID. I think the most beautiful thing that we noticed and that I've seen is the local support that we received, and that people drive 9 hours from Johannesburg or 11 hours from Cape Town to come and eat there. We are also open, of course, for public, which makes us a public restaurant. And it's like the award says, it's worth a detour. It's quite a while to drive, but it's promising to tick all the boxes.
Well, the fact that people are prepared to drive that length of time tells you everything you need to know about the quality of the experience. Young, congratulations. We're thrilled for you to have this extra accolade to put into what must be now a very overflowing cabinet of trophies and accolades. Congratulations to you and the whole team behind Restaurant Klein Jan, and thanks for making time to chat to us today.
Thank you, Pippa. And it's not only an accolade for myself, my team, but most importantly, I think for South Africa and to putting our culinary scene on the map and making people realize we are serious about this hospitality industry.
We need that more than ever right now, don't we? Thank you so much for the work that goes into that as well. Jan-Henrik van der Westhuizen on the line to us from Paris, where last night he was named at the La Liste Awards as being one of the hidden gems, places worth going an extra mile to visit. The place in question being his latest restaurant, Klein Jan, located on Tswalu Kalahari Game Reserve.